And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 14th of October, 2010. It's the birthday of the man who wrote "Since Feeling Is First," who pays any attention to the syntax of things will never wholly kiss you, Edward Estlin Cummings, E.E. Cummings, born in Cambridge, Massachusetts, in 1894, who wrote nearly 3,000 poems and a couple of autobiographical novels and essays and plays as well. Majored in classics at Harvard, volunteered for an ambulance corps serving in France during World War I in 1917. He was a young man, and just for the sport of it, he wrote provocative letters espousing anti-war views, which French censors intercepted and put him in a detention camp on suspicion of espionage. He wasn't in jail long. He came home a few months later in time for Christmas. And in 1922, he published an autobiographical novel, The Enormous Room, in which he wrote about it, the camp he was in, and the prison guards. And the book made his reputation. It's the birthday of the short story writer Catherine Mansfield, born Wellington, New Zealand, 1888, wrote some scandalous stories referring to her love affairs with men and with women. Catherine Mansfield, who said, "I have a rapacious appetite for everything and principles as light as my purse." It's the birthday of the poet and essayist Katha Pollitt, born New York City, 1949, and Dwight David Eisenhower, born in Denison, Texas, 1890. His mother was a pacifist, and when he decided to go to West Point, she broke down in tears. But Eisenhower loved the military, loved training troops. As a general, he liked to make small talk with soldiers, slept in the trenches with the privates, and when he traveled by jeep near enemy lines, he liked to drive the jeep himself. And he became the 34th president of the United States. Here are two poems, two love poems by E.E. Cummings on his birthday. "I carry your heart with me, I carry it in my heart. I am never without it. Anywhere I go, you go, my dear, and whatever is done by only me is your doing, my darling. I fear no fate, for you are my fate, my sweet. I want no world, for beautiful you are my world, my true. And it's you are whatever a moon has always meant, and whatever a sun will always sing is you. Here is the deepest secret nobody knows. Here is the root of the root and the bud of the bud and the sky of the sky of a tree called life, which grows higher than the soul can hope or mind can hide. And this is the wonder that's keeping the stars apart. I carry your heart. I carry it in my heart." And this poem: "Since feeling is first, who pays any attention to the syntax of things will never wholly kiss you. Wholly to be a fool while spring is in the world, my blood approves. And kisses are a better fate than wisdom, lady. I swear by all flowers. Don't cry. The best gesture of my brain is less than your eyelids flutter, which says we are for each other. Then laugh, leaning back in my arms, for life's not a paragraph, and death, I think, is no parenthesis." Two love poems by E.E. Cummings, from the Complete Poems of E.E. Cummings, published by Liveright and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly editor's podcast at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Wall Street Journal Weekend, with four sections of ideas, information, advice, and destinations designed to help get more out of the weekend. The Wall Street Journal Weekend is available at newsstands every Saturday. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vedder. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor, hoping you'll come see A Prairie Home Companion on a movie screen near you Thursday, October 21st, live. Visit us at prairiehome.org for movie theater and ticket info, and we'll see you there.